The Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shoykel Adam Basar, Ais An Yantav, a person could weigh the meat, Kineged HaKli. In other words, you could use like a scale, and on one side of the scale you put the Kli, and on the other side you use the meat. By Kineged HaKupitz. Or else you could put on one side of the scale, you could put the butchers, or like chopper, and on the other side you put the meat. In other words, but you could use the scale. The Chomayim Nechovim say, no, Eimashgichin, the Chaf, Maznayim Kolikur. You're not allowed to use the scales at all on Yom Tov. So Rashi says the Pshat from Rabbi Yehuda is that even though he's also Moedi, you're not allowed to use a scale the regular way with the regular weights, because that's called the Ma'is HaChoyel. But over here, since you're doing with the Shinui, you're not using the regular scales, the regular weights. You're using a Kli or using a Kupitz. Since it's a Shinui, it's not called Ma'is HaChoyel. So if you'd hold, you are allowed to weigh out the meat. And the Chavim say, no, still it's also. So Mara says, my Kolikur. What does the Minachom say? You can't use it at all. What's the chiddush? What's the extra lashon of kolikur? Or Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, afilu lishomro min hakvorim. Even if you want to watch the meat, that you don't want the mice to come and eat it, and the only place you could put the meat is on top of the scale, still you're not allowed to do it. You can't use the scales at all. Omer avidi baravin, fuhu detalya bitrita. When is the scales also to touch, to use at all, if the scales are hanging on a hook? Like then it looks, that's the way you use the scale to measure it off the meat, that's Ubdu Duchel, that you can't do on Yom Tov. But if the scale is not hanging on a hook, then you could use it. For Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Umin. If you have a skill butcher, is also Lishko Basar Biyad. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to weigh out meat by putting like one piece of meat in one hand, like he knows that weighs a pound, and then on the other hand, he weighs out the piece of meat that he wants to sell. Because since he's used to doing that in the middle of the week, that's called the Ubdu Dechoyel, how to weigh the meat. For Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Umin, again, if you have a skilled butcher, also Lishko Basar B'mayim. He's not allowed to weigh out the meat by putting it into water. Like sometimes you have a big jar, and you have it scratched off, like how much water is displaced by the meat, so you know exactly how much meat came in. So that's also Ubdu Dechoyel, that's the way you do it in the middle of the weekday. It's also to do it now on Yom Tov. The Omar Rav Chiya Barashi, also Lasso is Beisiyad the Bosser. You're not allowed to make a Beisiyad, a handle on the meat. Like Rashi says, naked want to make a hole. Lechos boy, to grab a hold of the meat, that's also to do. But the Gemara says, of Omar Ravina, Uviyada Sharia. If you want to just do with your hands, like scratch in the meat with your hands, that's mutter. In other words, just to take a knife, that's called a derech chol. But with your hands, just to dig in with your hands into the piece of meat to make like a handle there, that's mutter. That's not called ubdu dechol, like Rashi says. Limka v'yatzvo, to scratch in with your fingers, shari, that's mutter. Delav derech cholu. Abo besakin derech cholu. But with a knife, it's also kishamecha bos roisa besiyad. Because that's where they used to sell meat. Although they didn't have like bigs, so when they sold a piece of meat, they would like cut out a handle like in the piece of meat, an indention in the meat, that the person would put his hand in there to carry it home. So that's also to do on Yom Tov. Omer Rav Huna, Mute la'asoy simin b'bosar. You're allowed to make a simin in the meat that it should not be exchanged with another piece of meat. And what's the case? Ki ho derabo bar Rav Huna, mechatech lo atlosa karnosa. He used to cut the piece of meat on the three corners, in other words, make it look like a triangle. So that was his siman to know it's his piece of meat, and he's not afraid a guy would exchange it or someone else would exchange it, because he knew exactly the siman how his meat would look. Rabbi Yechiyah, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi. Rabbi Yechiyah and Rabbi Shimon, the two sons of Rabbi, Shoiklin mona keneged mona b'yomtev. When they used to divide up a portion, they used to weigh it out, like one portion against the other portion, to make sure each one are taking equal portions. So the kids said they used to use a scale on Yom Tov to check out to make sure if you're taking a pound of potatoes, I'll also get the same. They're the same amount that you're taking, I'm taking. So Umar says, come on, who do they go like? Who does Rabbi Chiya and Rabbi Shimon go like? The Chura like Rabbi Yehuda, it does not go like our Mishnah. It does not go like Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah. But like Rabbanan, and it does not go like the Rabbanan in our Mishnah. Why? Ik Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, for Omar, even Rabbi Yehuda, that's make Leon, he said, Shaykh Lodim Bosik, and I got a Kli. A person can measure out the meat, but on the opposite side of the scale, you have to use a kli, something that's not the normal manner of weighing it out. I can never keep it, or else take this butcher's knife, chopper, and that's what you put on the other side. So the deal is, can I get a kli in? Can I get midi achrin eloi? You're only allowed to use on the other side of the scale a piece of a kli, another utensil, or else this butcher chopper. But another mon, another portion of meat, mashmin al auto. So who do they go like Reb Chinam Shimon that they held? You are allowed to use the scale to weigh out equal portions. Ikar Rabbanan, if they go like the Rabbanan and Al Mishnah, for Amri the Rabbanan say, Ein mashgicha mechaf maznayim kol ikar. You're not allowed to take the scale at all on Yom Tov. Who do they go like? So Marian says, Inu the Ovid Reb Yeshua. They go like Reb Yeshua. The Tanya we learned, Reb Yeshua Weimer, Yeshua says, Shoiklin mona keneged mona b'Yom Tov. Yes, you're allowed to use the scale and weigh out equal portions, put one portion on one side, the other portion on the other side, and to make sure both portions are equal, that you're allowed to do on Yom Tov. And Omar Rabbi Yosef says, Halacha Reb Yeshua, we take a paskin like Reb Yeshua that you are allowed to weigh one portion against the other portion. Utanan bebechoris kavosei, and we also learned in the Mishnayos, the Masechta Bechoris, like this also. The Tanan, we learned over there, Masechta Bechoris, like Rashi says. Rashi says, we learned in Masechta Bechoris, the yosel lishcho v'limcho bechor ba'mum. If you have a bechor that's a ba'mum, the meat, you're not allowed to shecht v'litro, and you can't weigh it out. In other words, you can't be mevazah the kodshim to do a ma'isa choyim. Because it's a bizoyin. And still it says over there, the mona keneged mona, you're allowed to weigh out one keneged the other portion. So you see, al molav uvdu d'chol chashibulei. This is not considered an uvdu d'chol, this is mutter to do. The Tanan, we learned over there in Bechor is, psu leha megadoshim. If you have a korban, something that was hegdish, that now becomes posel, the loch is ha niyosel lehegdish. If it comes posel, so the chur, you could be poidrit, and somebody pays money for it. Now usually the money goes to hegdish. So hegdish has enjoyment from the money. And really Rashi explains it. Rashi says that the reish of the mishnah hoch isa over there, that kol psu leha megadoshim nim korban liitlis. Really any kodshim that became posel, now the halacha is, since you want to be poidrit and the people pay money for it, so you want to make sure they'll pay good money for it. So therefore the rabbanim will make us to say the money, the meat that they get, they're allowed to sell it, be itlas in the big marketplace, for nishkolim belitra, and they're allowed to weigh it out also with regular weights. In other words, they're allowed to be mevaza, do dovach shabachoyim with a regular kodshim that became posel, because we want the person to buy it to pay a lot of money for it. So since the money goes to hegdish, we're makel to say the person that buys it could do whatever he wants with it. Ma'ashenkin by a bechor v'ha meiser. A bechor, the hanor, the enjoyment goes to the bailam, goes to the kohen. And the suadin, the meiser goes to enjoyment of it, a meiser beima goes to the bailam. So therefore, even when it comes to baal mum, that you're allowed to use it, you're not allowed to be noig chol to be mevazerit. Because hegdish doesn't gain on the deal. So therefore, since hegdish doesn't gain, it's only the bailam that uses it. We don't want the Bible to be mevazeh the bechor. Still it says, like the Gemara says now, v'shoiklin mona kineged mona bebechor. By a bechor that becomes a balmum, the locher is now, the kohen's allowed to eat it, he gets shechted and eat it. The meat, he's not allowed to weigh it with a regular weight, with a regular scale, but mona kineged mona is mutter. You're allowed to put on the scale one piece of meat on one side and this piece of meat on the other side and to weigh them out. So you see, weighing something, mona kineged mona, is not called a mevaza kodeshim, so the churhu adin and yom tefos, which should be mutter. Oh, Malay, Abaya said, no, there's no raya from this Mishnah in Bechoris. Vidil Malayhi, maybe there's no raya from this Mishnah. I'll tell you like this. Akan lo kam Rav Yeshua. Up until now, Rav Yeshua only said, hocho, he only said over here by yom tef, that you're allowed to weigh out one portion against the other portion, el delek yibizoyin kodeshim. That here we're not talking about a Bechor by kodeshim. We're talking about just a loch of yom tef. Can you weigh something out? So there the yisr is uvdu d'chol, something you do in the middle of the weekday, you're not allowed to do on Yom Tov. So there we say that if you do this shinui, you don't weigh the meat on a regular scale by using the scales, the weights, but you use the shinui, something different, you only weigh one portion against the other portion, there it's mutter. But maybe by the locha by a bechor, since there it's a union of kodshin, maybe Rav Yeshua would be machmer to say even a mona connected mona would be yosah. Now the Gemara says, Abul Hosam diyika bizoyin kodeshim loy. But maybe by Bechor, where there's a Sharla Bizoyin of Kodeshim, you're not acting nice to Kodeshim, he'll be moider, it's also. Inami, maybe I'll tell you like this. Ad kan up until now, loy ka'amri Rabbonin Hosam, when did the Rabbonin say the end of Mishnah Bechoris? Ele mishum de le mechze kudin de chayl, because it does not look like you're doing enough to the chayl. But over here where it looks like you're doing a nubda dechoyol, here maybe it's also. So Rashi explains that over there by a bechor, what you're doing is you're selling the bechor. So Rashi says, the hosam mechiri, it's you're selling it. The yenderech lishkoy bosra nimka b'mona k'neged mona. When I sell you meat, then it's not a minig, the derech is not to weigh one portion against the other portion. So there it's called a shinui. Therefore, by kodeshim, it's not called you being mevaza the kodeshim. That's why you are allowed to weigh out the meat, one portion against the other portion. Avol hocha mashenken over here by yomtiv. Like Rashi says, Gabi Rebbe Chiyah, Rebbe Shim, Rebbe, the two sons of Rebbe. Ka'avdi, uvdin dechol, they're doing something the way you usually do in the weekday manner. To a chaluki, all they're doing now is dividing up the portion. They're not selling one to the other, they're just dividing up the portions. V'chein dera kol achokin, this is the way, in normal manner, the way you divide up things. V'loi sriru lu rabbonim de becheres kebishua. Therefore, could be the rabbonim there do not hold like kebishua by yomtiv. Could be by yomtiv, maybe it's also to divide up portions by using a scale on one side, one portion, the other side, the other portion. Because that maybe is the normal manner to do it. So therefore, there's no right. So Mara says, Lemaimer, what do you want to tell me? The kafti yadodi, that this maister between Rabbi Chiyah and Reb Shimon, the two sons of Rebbe, they were makbid, they were strict upon one or the other to make sure that each one got the exact amount. There was a mice not like that. For Hanu Shev Benisa, there were seven pieces of fish. The Osul of a Rebbe that came into Rebbe's house. For Yishtake Chomish Menaya by Reb Chiyah. And his son Reb Chiyah took five portions, five pieces of the fish. For like Kofed Reb Shimon by Rebbe, and Reb Shimon was not makbid that his brother took so much. So you see, they were not makbid to make the exact amount of a chalukah division equally. So Moses says, "Amar Papa and Echanami, Shad Yigavri Benayu." You have to stick in somebody else between them. The Meister wasn't just with Reb Chiyah and Reb Shimon. So Moses says, "E Reb Chiyah, if you want to be girls Reb Chiyah, you have to say Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi." Put in the Meister was Reb Chiyah and Reb Shmuel, Reb Yosi. They divided up, and they were makbid one and the other to make an exact division. Reb Shimon Rebbe, if you want to be gerus, Reb Shimon Rebbe was the Maisa, or Bakapur. What you have to add in is a Bakapur, that's what you have to add in. So Reb Shimon and Bakapur, they were makbid to make the exact amount of a division. Mashaik and Enechanami, Reb Shimon and Reb Chiyah, the two sons of Rebbe, they were not makbid, they were not weigh out the divisions equally to have equal chalukah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Eimash Chizin es Hasakin b'yomtif. You're not allowed to sharpen your knife on yomtif. To use a mashchosa means to use a sharpener. We'll soon see it means a stone, to rub your knife against the stone. But you're allowed to rub one knife against the other knife. Abi, you're doing a shinui, that's mutter. So Rashi says, the mishanim derech achol, because you're making a difference the way you do it on the weekday, therefore it's mutter. Now the Gemara says like this, Amar Rav Huna, loishonuela b'mashcheza shaleven. The Mishnah that says it's also, it's only talking about a sharpener made out of stone. They used to sharpen your knife, rub it along the stone. If you have a sharpener made out of wood, you want to rub the knife against the wood, then mutter, then you're allowed to do it. That's Rav Huna's halacha. Now on this, Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Hodi Amrit Shaleven, also that you're saying, a stone, you're not allowed to use a stone to sharpen your knife with, Lo Yamor Nelo Lechadado, like he's being makel. It was only said, it's only us if the purpose of rubbing your knife against the stone is to sharpen the knife. Avol Yehavir Shamnunisa, but if your only purpose is to take the fat off the knife, like you just got finished cutting fatty meat, a lot of fat is still on the knife, you want to clean off the knife and rub it against the stone, that's mutter. Michlal, if that's true, from here we have a deal, we have a proof. Michlal de Bishel Eitz, if you're only rubbing it against wood, the knife, then afilu lechada donami mutter. Even if your purpose is to sharpen the knife, also it's mutter. This is one gear, son, this is lekula. The Ike de Mastin la Seifa, some learned this, their last halacha lechumra, on the Sefer. That the Sefer of the Braisa, or the Sefer of Rav Huna said, Bishaleitz mutter. You're only not allowed to do it, Bishal Evan of stone. But of wood, it's mutter. Now, what's mutter? Omer Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, Ho, the armit Bishaleitz mutter. That's what it said, even on wood. You're allowed to rub your knife, Lo Yamornel, Lahavar Shamnanisa. It's even on wood, it's only said you're allowed to rub it to take off the fat that's on the knife. Avul Lechadado, but if your purpose of rubbing the knife even against wood is to sharpen it, also, that's also. This is the chumra. Michlal, if this is true, from here to Dik, it's a raya, the Bishal Evan. When you have a sharpener made out of stone, then the loch would be, afilu lahavir sham nisa osir. Even if the purpose is to take off the fat of the knife, also it would be osir. Does it be exerenwald? One should come to use the stone for any purpose, even just to clean the knife on the stone, to get off the fat, would be afraid you come to sharpen the knife on the stone, and that's also. Now, ike demasni lo amas disen. Some learn to hold these two gears as like are dear from our Mishnah. That our Mishnah says, ein mashchizen es sasakin b'yomtif. You're not allowed to sharpen your knife on yomtif. And on this, Omer Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, lo ishonu vela lechadado. It was only learned what's also in our Mishnah, only to sharpen the knife. Avala havish shem nisa mutter. But stamp to clean it, rub it to get the fat off the knife, that's mutter. Nechlel, from here be it raya, v'yagavi chaverta, that the seifa of our Mishnah says, you're allowed to rub one knife against the other knife, this will be a dik again, lakula. That even to sharpen the knife, it would be mutter if you do a shinui, if you just rub one knife against the other knife. It's only yosa to sharpen it when you're using a regular sharpener made out of stone. And even on stone, you're allowed to clean it to get off the fat. Vika de master la seifa. Some learned this halacha l'chumra on the seifa. That our seifa of the Mishnah says, avo ma'ashiyo agabi chaverta. True, you're allowed to rub the knife against the other knife, one against the other. And on this, Omer Rav Yehuda mar Shmuel, Loishonu, this is only learned that you're allowed to, Ela Lahavir Shamanisa, Lachumra. Even rubbing one knife against the other knife, it's only mutter to take off the fats on the knife. Avo Lechadado, but if your purpose is to sharpen the knife on Yom Tif, Osir, you're not allowed to rub one knife even against the other knife to sharpen the knife. And Nechlal, if that's the Pshat and the Tzadiyik, Tebimashchezes, when you want to use a regular sharpener made out of stone, Afilu Lahavir Shamanisa, Osir. Even to just rub it, to get the fat off it, off the knife, that would also be yosur. Now, the Gemara says, man tana de mashchezes yosur. Who's the chad atan of our Mishnah that says you're not allowed to sharpen a knife on Yom Tif? Omer Rav Chisda, so Rav Chisda says, the loike Reb Yehuda. Our Mishnah does not come out like Reb Yehuda. The Tanya we learned in a braisa, ein, or also the Tanan, it's a Mishnah, some of the Yosem, Ein ben yomtif l'shabbos elo oichel nefesh bavad. There's no difference, the Tanakhama says, between the malachis of Shabbos and the malachis of yomtif. All the malachis are also on yomtif also. Elo oichel nefesh bavad. You're only allowed to do malachis on yomtif for the purpose of oichel nefesh, for the purpose of food, for cooking, for making the food. That's what's mutter. But otherwise, the malachis apply to yomtif also. Reb Yehuda matir af b'machshiri oichel nefesh. Reb Yehuda is a mekel and says even when you have to prepare food, the preparation for the food, the hechshir machshir yechon nefesh is also mutter to do on Yom Tov. In other words, the hechshir of yechon nefesh would mean like our case sharpening the knife. You have a knife that's dull, it doesn't cut anymore, and you want to cut the meat. So sharpening the knife, it's not called yechon nefesh, you're not fixing the food itself, but it's called a hechshir, it's something, the preparation for food. When you have a good knife, you'll be able to prepare the food with it. So therefore, fixing the knife is called a hechsher for an eichel nefesh. And if you hold on Yom Tov, you're allowed to even do malachis letzarech machshirei eichel nefesh. And we'll soon see how we passed it. The Omalei Rav the Rav Chizda, Rav Chizda told Rav a Rava told Rav Chizda, Dashina Meshmecha, people say over the dash in your name that you said halacha Rav Yehuda, that the halacha is like Rav Yehuda, that even machshirei eichel nefesh is also mutter on Yom Tov. Omalei, Rav Chizda said like that, very good. Yeh Rava. You should be very good and very pleased, like the chol kihani milim al yisay, all these good things. Tidrishu mishmoy, take a say it over my name. I'm very happy. It's very good what you're saying. Now this Omer Rav Nechemya bread Rav Yosef, heavy ki'imna kaimed the Rava. Rav Nechemya bread Rav Yosef said he was once walking in front of Rava, and it was on Yom Tov, and he saw that Rava heavy called ma'avir le'sachino apuma de kula. He saw him.